It's important that we remember the sacrifice of others. It really is. Memorial Day originated, we believe, as a national day of repentance and reckoning. The rumors are floating about the exact time and the first time that this took place. The debate continues the exact origin and the date. It's believed that there were some first practice that the last days of, pardon me, the last year of a civil war where women from the North would decorate and honor the grave of the dead from the Civil War. And then also, the blacks in South Carolina, Charleston specifically, they reburied Union prisoners of war and turned Decoration Day into a symbolic funeral of slavery. Since that time, those who have sacrificed their lives in service to our nation in any way have been added. And since 9/11, there's been more mention of those who have died in the line of duty of service and emergency services folks, like fire and police and medical personnel and rescue. Those who have given, as Abraham Lincoln said, the last full measure of devotion. So what's the response of someone who has sacrificed their life for others? What do? We fill ourselves with extreme gratitude. Our desire this morning is to remember and honor those who've gone before us. Jesus says it beautifully in the Gospel of John, 15th chapter. He says, "This is my command, that you love one another." And later in that same chapter, I think it's 15, verse 31, "Greater love has no one than to lay down one's life for another." Memorial Day. Let's look at the book of Acts, would you? We're at the end of the book of Acts. We started looking at the book of Acts, I think April 24th, is that right? Something like that. And we've been looking at these wonderful characters in here, right? Right off the bat, Jesus is still part of the story in the book of Acts. He tells what? He tells and promises us the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then he says, "You will be my witnesses." So the Holy Spirit is what causes us to believe in the first place. Right? They believed in the good news of God's love for us through our Savior Jesus Christ. That same Spirit empowers us to then go out and witness that love to others in word and in deed. When we read the book of Acts, it's a good read. You run into some wonderful, interesting characters. And speaking of interesting characters, oh my goodness, this Paul has really got some issues. You ever read some of Paul's letters? My goodness gracious. Paul is the guy that used to persecute people who believed in Jesus, round them up, put them in prison, make sure they didn't change. Well, Paul, as you remember from the story, had this transformational event in his life. We had that, what, he calls it a vision, a heavenly vision in Acts 26, 19. Transformational event when the Lord shows up in his life. Okay, so is it just me, or does that stop happening? Aren't we better when the Lord shows up in our life? Right? We have that transformation when we're less judgmental and, you know, less critical of others, more loving, more open. It's amazing what happens when the Holy Spirit gets loose. So through the power of that same Holy Spirit, Paul then goes on to carry that message, right, to as many people as possible, even the people that were considered outsiders, right? This week, we come to the end of the book of Acts. Paul's in Rome, and the last words of Acts that Pastor Ben read so beautifully were what? Paul is still proclaiming the kingdom of God, and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness and without hindrance. Okay, so a bit of background. Pretty much since chapter 13 of Acts, we hear about Paul's missionary journeys. He's going here, he's going there, he's going there. And about he's preaching and telling people what a difference it makes when the Lord is with us. And how that changes our lives. Paul, with the power of the Holy Spirit, not just carries the message, but he heals people. He even raises one, you know, brings one guy back from the dead. Paul is, of course, then arrested for his belief because he's too threatening to the status quo, right? They don't like that. He's been on trial. The religious people just can't put up with this Paul character anymore. So in chapter 27, Paul does what? He sails for Rome because they found out that Paul was a Roman citizen. And well, you can't just round up Roman citizens back then because the Romans were in charge of that whole Mediterranean rim all over. And I don't know if you remember about the Romans, but those guys had some control and power issues. I mean, everything was under the thumb. You obey or this happens to you. You know, these are the guys who perfected the crucifixion, the Romans. So they're sending Paul back. They're a little afraid of him, but he's still under chains. And as he sails for Rome, guess what happens? They run into some storms along the way. We've all had storms in our lives, haven't we? Not just the weather kind, right? But the personal stuff, the physical stuff, the psychological stuff, the emotional stuff, the illness, the death, the murdering of children, all causes us to be afraid. It appears as if, as we read this, that Paul is coming to the end of his life, the end of his career, house arrest, a couple of years, right? Doesn't it just say that? He's waiting for this trial to take place because of his belief in this Christian faith stuff. Did you notice what he did not do? Paul did not lament. He wasn't bummed out like crazy. He didn't throw his hands up in the air and twiddle his thumbs and wait for things to get better. Waiting while the storms of life pass by. It says rather, 28:31, Paul continued to proclaim the kingdom of God and teach about the Lord Jesus Christ with boldness and without hindrance. What a guy. I think maybe a lesson that we can learn from the scripture lesson today is this. We are all called to live our lives and to let our lives speak, to let our lives make a difference. And we're called to do that right now, regardless of whatever circumstances or situation we find ourselves in. In other words, what are we doing for somebody else? Oh, and when the storms come, oh, and they'll come. We can find a way. We turn our wills and our lives over to the care of God daily. We let that Holy Spirit transform us, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Through the power and wisdom of God, we can make a difference right here, right now. We just need to get out of the way. Let the Lord transform you through the Holy Spirit. Let our lives speak through the word and through deed. And not someday, but today. We might be amazed what God does with us and through us. Yes, God does indeed work in mysterious ways. Especially in the body of Christ today. What we see is that we don't know everything. We don't have all the answers. This same Paul character wrote in 1 Corinthians 13, what we see through a mirror dimly, which means we don't get the whole picture. We don't understand everything. Our questions will continue. In the meantime, let's remember that God doesn't just simply guide us to the mountaintops, right? But our God is the God of promise, and He's promised to walk with us, to guide us, and lead us in the valley too, right? This is God's promise to us. And through that power, we can change the world. Not someday when everything's going great, but right here, right now. God bless you. Have a blessed Memorial Day. Thanks for making a difference in the lives of others. Amen.